Welcome back, Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Thank you very much for tuning in. Hope your Wednesday is going nicely. Tomorrow, the president and CEO of FreedomWorks, Matt Kibbe, on the program, talk about his brand new book. Want to remind folks also about my good friends over at Express Employment, 745-2395. That's 745-2395. Over at Express Employment, they go to work for you. They're going to find you the very best employees because you need good employees. Bad employees can bring your entire business down. They cost you time, cost you money. They're just a headache. Now, at Express Employment, they go through, and when an associate walks in, they fill out an application, put in their resume, do all of that. Then they go through a background test, drug test. They also take a skills test to prove that they have the skills necessary to do the job correctly. So that way, when you, as a business owner, call Express Employment, tell them how many employees you need, what skills they need to have, then go through their database, find the right people for you. Give them a call today, 745-2395. Also ask them about the Refresh Leadership simulcast that's coming up on April 16th. Dick Vitale, John Mackey, and others will be speaking at that event. Now, joining me in studio, Managing Director of Breitbart Texas. Breitbart making a little bit of news today nationwide. How's it going, Brandon?
Hey, good morning, Chad. Good morning, Lubbock.
Hey, thanks for coming in studio today. Big story on Breitbart Texas this morning about the Border Patrol.
Big story, yeah. We've discussed this previously. You know, the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, and other left-of-center interests and their friends in media have had a tendency in the last year or so to really attack the Border Patrol's use of deadly force when Border Patrol are attacked with rocks. You know, Lubbock being having a large Christian community, people can remember that the first murder was done with a rock. And people can know the story of David and Goliath. So the danger that rocks throw, you know, media and the ACLU tries to present it as kids throwing pebbles, but really what it is people working with cartels throwing boulders and large 8-inch, you know, wide rocks that significantly damage the Border Patrol. We were able to acquire photographs, photographic evidence, images, from Homeland Security today and from the Customs and Border Protection, that show the injuries, the extent of the injuries that the men and women of the Border Patrol face when they're out there protecting our border. And it's just unacceptable that they're attacked in this way, and that their ability to defend themselves is attacked in this way. So we decided to do something about it and report on the issue.
Yeah. And you can go to Breitbart.com, click on Breitbart Texas, and you can actually see these pictures, and some of them are quite graphic.
Very graphic. The injuries are very graphic, and I think people need to remember this. There is obviously a concerted effort and a large percentage, not a majority, but a large percentage on the left in the United States, a few on the right, but not so many, who actually don't believe there should be a border, and they don't believe that there should be any limitations on the migration of peoples. They don't, you know, very clearly they don't respect the rule of law. And I think that that's what we're seeing here. The Border Patrol Union, the National Border Patrol Council, has come out and they've specifically and directly said that this is an effort from the ACLU to limit the effectiveness of Border Patrol. People listening need to understand. Border Patrol agents are often out there alone, 90 minutes in some cases from backup. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're out there alone. They have oftentimes their radios do not work. They don't have sufficient cell phone or tower coverage, so they can't call for backup. They're out there dealing with dangerous cartel smugglers. And one of the things that happens is people like to attack them with large rocks.
Yeah.
You know, it's very important we're reporting on it, and it's important that other people are picking it up. Thankfully, the Drudge Report picked it up, and I'm sure a couple of other news outlets will today. So it's good, yeah. Good stuff for the men and women who serve our country in the Border Patrol.
Well, I think it's, you know, there will still be some out there who say, oh, you shouldn't use force. You know, these folks shouldn't be, Border Patrol shouldn't be armed. They shouldn't be firing back. But if you, person with common sense, if you look at these pictures, you would want to be armed.
The ACLU is actually suggesting that the Border Patrol gets away and flees whenever smugglers, human smugglers, drug smugglers, illegal immigrants throw these rocks at them, that the Border Patrol gets away and waits for backup so they don't have to use deadly force. That is what the ACLU is actually doing. So now think of the consequences of this. If the Border Patrol were not allowed to defend themselves and respond to deadly attacks with deadly force out in the middle of nowhere, and if you think that, you know, like, come out there with me and I'll show you how frightening it is along the border in the areas where there's very little patrol and very little law enforcement. Think of what the consequences would be. If you were a Border Patrol agent, would you go out alone into a region where you knew you couldn't defend yourself? You wouldn't go anymore. Right. So that would leave large swaths of the border, even more large swaths of the border, completely unpatrolled by U.S. law enforcement. Completely unacceptable.
Yeah.
Completely unacceptable, especially when you consider that in the last 3 years alone, the Border Patrol and the Customs and Border Protection have deported, and ICE, so all together, the border agency, the agencies dealing with immigration and border security, have deported, I believe the number is over 900 convicted sex offenders who have come into this country illegally. Hmm. And that's just come into this state illegally. That's just in Texas. We talked about it last time I was on the show.
Right.
So when you look at those factors, it's not demonizing everyone who comes here to work. I'm not trying to disregard their humanity, but we have to acknowledge that a large number of people who come here do not come here just to work, and they are not valedictorians. And yeah. That is something that other side of the equation also needs to be discussed in this national discussion.
Yeah, absolutely. Visiting with Brandon Darby, Breitbart, Texas, and of course you can log on to Breitbart.com and go on to Breitbart, Texas from there. Governor Perry's in town. And I know that's something that you're looking forward to, and something that you put out a question yesterday on your Twitter account about drug courts in Texas. This is something that that has been gaining a lot of steam, I think, at least in the discussion has, just recently with Rick Perry talking about decriminalization issues, but also the fact that you have other organizations out there, Texas Public Policy Foundations, their Right on Crime Division. They've been talking about some of the same stuff and really creating a debate in the state.
Well, I think it's important. And here's the deal. You know, I mean, obviously because of my background and work undercover with the FBI, and the fact that I have testified and put people in incarcerated people or illuminated their need to be incarcerated, mm-hmm. I'll say, I'm obviously not someone who's soft on crime by any means, and especially crimes that have victims, you know, like right. direct victims. But, you know, when we start talking about the way that we incarcerate people in the United States, it isn't an issue of saying someone who robs your house or someone who rapes you or someone who kills you should have a lenient sentence by any means. But you have cases where there are teenagers caught with marijuana and, you know, things all the way from something that minimal, which is minimal in relation to other crimes, all the way up to other crimes that are victimless or not, don't have direct victims at least. You have situations where we're having some very long incarceration rates for people in the state of Texas. From a conservative angle, that costs us an immense amount of money. Mm-hmm. So when the idea of drug courts and the idea of having a separate system that people can get into that isn't just punitive, isn't just saying like you're going to sit in this cell because you did this wrong, but it's saying you're going to not only sit in a place because you did something wrong, you're not only going to sit in a cell, but you're going to do therapy and you're going to do this and you're going to have to come clean and you're going to have to make restitution and make amends. And they've had a great deal of success. And so I'm, you know, I get skeptical anytime. You know, any time that people start talking about any reforms of the criminal justice system or prisons and the way we do that, I get skeptical of it. But I'm definitely interested. I'm definitely interested in looking at it and trying to see what can be done, not only to reduce costs. You know, as you know, Breitbart, Texas is very committed to going against cronyism and corruption. And recently I began to look into the fact that a lot of our prisons, and they're actually managed by private companies, you know, that we have a problem with that. And I think that's a problem because you have those same private companies who then like advocate for stricter laws and stricter sentences. I mean, you start to get into this weird deal and it's like, well, yeah. Who gets those contracts? Who supplies the toothbrushes to prisoners? Who supplies the food? Who, and, you know, I think looking at those relationships and actually analyzing it and letting people know whether there's changes or not, just saying, hey, look how much this company is making. Look how much this is costing us. Yeah. Look how many of our tax dollars are actually going into it. Because that situation, there's a couple of situations like that. Same thing goes with defense contractors, right? Like, we all want a strong military, but at the same time, anytime you start to try to look into who's making how much money, you get shut down. People say, well, why are you attacking them? It's like, I'm not attacking the military at all. In fact, I'm trying to support them and make sure they're not wasting their resources, you know, that leaders aren't. And it's the same thing when it comes to criminal justice. So I'm going today. Governor Rick Perry, is going to be at the courthouse, the famous Lubbock courthouse, the little courthouse on Main Street, I believe. And he's receiving an award for his role in criminal justice reform. And I'm open-minded about it. I'm definitely open-minded. I want to go and hear what they have to say. For sure.
I think when the governor first walked into the governor's mansion, there were about 7 jug courts in Texas. I think that number's right. Now they have over 150.
I don't know, but it's something significant. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I've been reading about it and trying to educate myself more about it. You know, because it is one of those kind of things where, like, there are some sacred cows that you just don't talk about.
Yeah.
And I challenge that. I think it's important to talk about these issues. I think it's important. We want to make sure that the people who are really bad people and who are going to hurt other people are kept behind bars and are not let out because there's not enough resources in the system.
Right.
And we want to make sure that resources in the system that are going to people who have made mistakes and otherwise might not make them again and can actually get some form of help. We want to make sure that that's done too. So, you know, I think, you know, when we talk about these issues, I just think it's important people keep an open mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a growing debate. It's going to be a debate going into the next legislative session as well. Brandon Darby, Managing Director of Breitbart, Texas.
Thank you.